Get ready for the drama. This is Dave Ryan's War of the Roses, 101.3 KDWB.
I don't know if you've ever walked in on your partner cheating with somebody and then they have to hide the cheater under a pile of laundry, maybe?
I would
or
hope not,
under the bed.
It's a funny story when you say they're hiding under the stuff, but in reality, if someone walks into that, it's like you can only imagine how they feel. You know what I mean? It's just like,
yeah.
It's funny when you like aren't part of it, but if you're part of it, then that's just like the worst thing on earth.
Now, when I lived in Las Vegas, I wasn't cheating, but I had another girl over at the house, and a girl that I had been seeing came into the house, and she was unannounced. I don't know if she saw a car outside my apartment or what, but she came in. She was pissed. She threw a stack of records at me.
Why was there another girl in your apartment if you weren't cheating?
Probably because I was trying to. I wasn't cheating, but I probably was about to.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I don't remember exactly. I do remember the stack of records.
Now, I don't blame her. That's heavy. That's nice. It could leave a dent. I like that option.
This is a long time ago. Okay, so I don't know what exactly happened when Rachel walked in on her boyfriend cheating, but she's going to tell us because she's doing War of the Roses today. So, hi, Rachel.
Hi.
Hi. So, now it's interesting because you caught him cheating once before.
Yes, I have.
Okay. So, what happened when you found, what happened that day?
Well, so here's the deal. I have been dating a guy who lived with his ex, and they split up. But they were still on the lease together. She stayed there, but he didn't. And it was just one of those situations where they couldn't afford to break the lease, you know, which I understood.
Sure.
And I went over to the place where he's staying now, and I knocked on the door, and he was being, like, when he answered, he was being so weird and acting just like really sketchy.
Yeah.
And I knew something was up immediately, and I pushed past him, and lo and behold, who do I find but his ex, Carrie, in the shower with a washcloth over her lady bits and a hand over her boobs. And yeah.
Okay, so it wasn't, so just to clarify, it wasn't like she was there taking a shower. She hid in the shower.
Exactly.
Okay. All right. Now, there's my question. Where would you hide, Fallon? Let's say you are, I don't know, you're with who's somebody who's really hot?
Chris Hemsworth, you mean?
You're with Chris Hemsworth.
Okay, sorry. I didn't know you were going with someone actually that I would.
You're with Chris Hemsworth, and then his girlfriend knocks on the door. Where do you run to hide?
Well, I did really enjoy your laundry idea because I feel like I could blend in.
Under a pile of dirty laundry.
However, me, I would freaking panic and like totally think like the T-Rex thing and realize that she's not a T-Rex, and I would stand there frozen in hopes that she would think I was a statue or something.
Okay, it's a bad
plan.
That
was a terrible plan.
Bad plan.
Terrible plan.
So her plan was to not hide in the closet, not to run out the back door. A lot of apartments don't even have a back door.
No.
So she goes the most logical place, easiest place in the, is it a bathtub shower? Is it a door shower? I'm trying to picture this.
It was a bathtub shower with curtains.
Yeah.
Okay.
So you're pulling that back.
Found her hiding there. Yeah.
Okay. So what'd she do when?
Very pleasant moment.
When you pull that open, there's the pretty much naked girl with a washcloth. What did she do when you pulled that open? And then what did he do?
Well, I mean, he immediately started to like cover for himself, and she ran off, like, I guess trying to find her clothes, and we were screaming at each other. And. And eventually, I mean, we worked it out.
Okay.
I understand. I have also cheated before and realized that it doesn't make you like the worst person in the world. We have been having some issues at that point, and we're not, you know, I hadn't had like a ton of conversation about how exclusive we were, and so I understood.
Okay. So,
but he promised that he'll never do it again.
But now, that's not even why you're calling for War of the Roses, because that we already know that he cheated then. So, what's the latest that makes you want to do War of the Roses?
So, they finally moved out, and I'm worried that they slept together. You know, the whole one last time deal for couples. I'm worried, I could not be there to help with the move, and I'm worried that one thing led to another and that he cheated on me with her again.
Okay. So they just got together to get all their stuff out of the apartment and they were alone together. You're worried that they hooked up. But see, exactly. here's the problem, though. I mean, War of the Roses is extremely effective when there's like an ongoing affair. But if they just hooked up and they're kind of over with and he's with you, chances are that he would send the roses to her. I don't
pretty
know.
Slim.
I mean, it's pretty slim. I mean, it's worth a shot.
Yeah. I don't know.
But
it seems worth knowing if his affections are lying with me or her.
So hang on. We're going to call him up right now.
Yeah. You're finished, Jordan. That was the entire survey, and we will send those roses out for you this afternoon. I just need a first and last name. Who would you like to receive the dozen roses?
Rachel.
Okay, and you can attach a card to the flowers if you'd like. What would you like that to say?
Oh, a card?
Yeah.
I don't know. What's something kind of cute, but like original? Let me think. How about...
You light up my life. You complete me. You had me at hello.
Just love you bunches.
That's cute. Bunches, cute word. Love that one. Yeah.
Yeah, just like a bunch of roses, right?
Oh, I get it. Okay.
This is very clever, and I feel bad because this guy is proud of himself that he came up with something very sweet and clever and cute. And well, I guess it's good news. Rachel's listening in right now. Did he hang up? Are you still there?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Oh, you're still
here. Oh, he's okay. Just annoyed on it. I don't blame him.
Okay.
Hey, babe.
So Rachel, Rachel put us up to calling you, and Rachel's listening in to see, and the good news is...
He sent them to you, Rachel.
When we heard the story about the girl in the shower and that whole thing, and you remember when that happened.
The girl in the shower?
When Carrie hid in the shower.
Yeah, when I found Carrie in the shower with the...
But that's all the past. Let's not rub it in, but that she told us about that. And then why were you worried? You talked to Jordan and tell him why you were worried.
Well, I mean, because of that incident, even though I know we've talked about it and moved past it for the most part, I just got a little insecure when I was thinking about how I couldn't help you move and that you and Carrie were going to be there alone by yourselves. And so I guess wanted to check and make sure that you were still like,
we've talked about this so many times. Like, I don't know. You've told me, you've convinced me that you moved past this. I mean, this is like the most extreme thing, and it's like this is the opposite of moving past it, you know.
I have.
This is the most commitment I've given to you.
For the most part, Jordan, I really have, and you know, I'm sorry I doubted you, and you were gonna send me that sweet note and the flowers.
Rach, this is like a really bad sign. For like moving, oh my gosh,
I would say I hear where you're totally coming from. I totally get what you mean, Jordan, but
this is a sign of what's to come. And this is like,
I mean, I hope not, but maybe this is like, now she's been reassured because without hesitation, you didn't think about it. You even thought to think of a cute note, which is, you know, you always, if you put a little effort into it, that's a good sign.
Mm-hmm.
And you send them to her with no hesitation. Maybe this will be the thing.
This is so much. This is like, she has the passcode to my phone, which is like, I get it, doghouse, but yeah, it's too much history to talk about. But this is just like,
I get it.
Yeah.
Well, what do you think, Fallon? Well, I mean,
I just think she's insecure. You did have that. She forgave you. I agree. Like, you have to, like, after this one, like, let it go, Rachel, because you can't keep accusing him. I've been in a relationship like that where, like, I accuse constantly. It's just, like, it's not good for either of you. And so I think you just have to kind of forgive and forget, as they say, for it to go in the right direction.
Well, I agree. And I now knowing that you would react like this without me prompting, then I know that it's okay, and we just definitely need to communicate with each other a little better, and I shouldn't involve outside forces. I'm sorry.
Listen, yeah, exactly. And guys, not to be rude, you seem very nice. Rach, could you please call me?
Yeah.
Like
yeah.
Now? Is that okay?
Well,
is that cool? Sorry.
Not that. No, that's cool. You guys have every right to talk about this on your own. I think that, you know, hey, the good news is, Rachel, he sent the roses to you.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, hopefully you guys can work past this, because that does sound like it'd be an awful thing to have going on every day, every time you turn around, every time you, like, something happens, to have Rachel question you. But
yeah.
Good luck, you guys, and thanks for being on War of the Roses.